You'll recall last week here on the show, we were praising Slovakia for standing up against the tyranny of the WHO and the pandemic treaty. Well, if you're a pro-peace leader who stands up against the tyranny of the WEF or the WHO, you will be shot, you will be assassinated, or an attempted assassination on your life. That's exactly what just happened today to Robert Fico, the Prime Minister of Slovakia. There he is on better days. Slovakia's Prime Minister, who's just been compared to Donald Trump, by the way. Anytime these guys get compared to Donald Trump, something bad seems to happen to them. They end up getting in trouble. They, Imran Khan, you name it, they end up getting shot. They get imprisoned. So maybe they want to hold off on calling people like he's like a Donald Trump. Viktor Orban, of course, they've been gunning for him as tough as they can. He is in critical condition right now, is the Prime Minister of Slovakia, after being shot multiple times. And listening to the footage, watching the footage, we're not going to show it here tonight because what will happen is YouTube will block us if we show it. You can seek it out on X if you want to see it. And you can clearly see the 71-year-old assailant firing multiple shots. Then his security guards finally carry him off the ground and carry the Prime Minister into the car and speed off to the hospital. That's what happened. According to the BBC, witnesses heard three or four shots. Again, I counted four shots. And he falls to the ground with chest wounds and a shot to the head as well. We'll have more details about that. It might have just been a grazing shot, but we definitely was in the chest and the stomach area. But what's interesting now is that we are learning that the security detail has... So there is the assailant. That is the 71-year-old assailant there. And he was shaking hands with people after he came out of a speech that he was giving. And the attacker then was swarmed by security guards, as you can see, and bystanders tried to hold him down. It was not multiple people. It was one individual. And what was interesting about his security detail, according to sources... from the Office of the Protection of Constitutional Officials, the former head in Slovakia says that his detail was not in order. And that when four or five shots are fired, someone is guilty. Someone in his security detail dropped the ball either on purpose or they're just completely incompetent. But you have a security detail of four or five guys and there's no way they said that this guy should have been able to get off five shots, four shots. First shot. And they're standing right by the guy, by the way, in the footage. They're standing right next to the guy. And they allow him to keep firing. So what's going on here? And also, as he points out, the former office, the head of the Office for Protection of Constitutional Officials said, I didn't see anyone jumping in front of the Prime Minister, which is what you do if you're a Secret Service or in Slovakia, the same thing. And he also said there should have been security detail inside the crowd on the other side of the metal barrier where the shooter was. So what's going on here? We do know now that he has been in surgery. The surgery is going to take many, many hours, multiple surgeries, because multiple of his organs were damaged in the gunfire, according to the hospital officials. And we now know that the shooter, here he is, this guy, I'll get to his name is Juraj. We now know that he told police the reason he shot the Prime Minister, according to TA3 News, is because he, quote, disagreed with the Prime Minister's government policies. So what do we know about this guy? Well, we do know that he's a 71-year-old liberal. He's a writer and activist. His name is Juraj Sintula. He writes liberal activist poetry. He also is a supporter of the pro-Ukrainian Slovak Party, the Progressive Slovakia. So he is pro-Ukrainian. And of course, the Prime Minister is anti-war and is anti-sending any aid to Ukraine as part of what NATO is doing. He's also anti-NATO, is the Prime Minister. So this guy disagreed with that. Thinks you should send money to Ukraine. You should be a NATO stooge. You should also, of course, not stand for the WHO. So here's where it happened, just to give you some frame of reference on a map. If you look in the middle of your screen, it happened in this town of Handlova. That's where he was giving this speech. And they flew him to Banksa, I don't know how to say this, Bankska by Strika, because it's very close by helicopter. instead of flying him all the way back to the left side of your screen to the capital of Bratislava. So they flew him right there, which was about an hour away, instead of flying him all the way back to Bratislava, the capital. And this is an area that he's well-loved. I mean, this is an area of the country that he's well-respected, well-liked, has a lot of support here. So it's very interesting, and maybe that's why they chose this spot, or whomever was involved in choosing this spot. Was it the CIA involved in this? Just a question. It's very interesting how security detail would not be in order. Security guards moved away from the shooter, allowing him to get off five different shots. And you find a perfect stooge, a perfect intelligence stooge to carry out such a thing. Somebody who has grievances and who writes publicly online. So this assassination attempt came only days after the prime minister formally and publicly rejected the WHO, something we celebrated here on the show. We pointed it out. If you'll recall, we talked about Slovakia. Like, way to go, Slovakia. Way to go for standing up against the tyranny of the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization, against the pandemic treaty. Here he was saying he would absolutely reject it. This was just 4 days ago.
Ak mal niekto iný názor na očkovanie proti covidu, bol nebezpečný pre spoločnosť. Média otvorene písali, veď si to pamätáte, ja teraz citujem, že každý nezaočkovaný by mal kvíriť od bolesti ako prasa. Ba treba aj použiť silu, ak niekto odmieta politiku ihly. A dnes sa ukazuje, že náš slobodný pohľad na očkovanie a opatrenia vlády v boji proti covidu, hrubo porušujúce ľudské práva, bol správny a opodstatnený. Jedna štúdia za druhou potvrdzujú škandalózne dôsledky masívneho očkovania nepreskúšanými experimentálnymi vakcínami. Áno, potvrdzujem. Ako predseda strany a potvrdzujem to aj ako predseda vlády, že podporím úsilie niektorých politikov novej vládnej koalície politicky zhodnotiť, čo to tu vláda v rokoch 2020 až 2021 vystrájala, a pozrieť sa aj na finančnú stránku plošných, často úplne nezmyselných nákupov zdravotníckych pomôcok a vakcín. Rovnako veľmi jasne prehlasujem, že Smer Slovenská sociálna demokracia nebude podporovať posilnenie právomocí Svetovej zdravotníckej organizácie na úkor suverénnych štátov pri riadení boja proti pandémii.
Huge applause for that. I will not, as Prime Minister, stand with the World Health Organization and these pandemic treaties taking away sovereign power from our government. I will not do it. I will not stand with that. He was the lonely voice, of course, calling out for the war, calling out against the war in Ukraine. I will not send aid. I will not send weapons. We will not send money. We will not be a NATO stooge. And of course, NATO had been really needling and really trying to push an influence inside of Slovakia for the past number of months, as Mike Benz has been reporting on that. So they've been absolutely trying to meddle and needle the prime minister. And now they got their man with an assassin's bullet. Here he is talking about, by the way, this is something you can't talk about. You cannot admit the truth about Russia. You cannot admit the truth about what has been happening in the genocide in the Donbas since 2014. You cannot admit that the CIA fomented a coup inside of Ukraine. And that is why we have a Western-backed puppet government in Ukraine. You can't do that. You can't talk about that openly. The CIA doesn't like when you do that. Well, here he was talking about how this war didn't start in 2022. This war started in 2014. Watch.
Si myslím, že vojna na Ukrajine nezačala pred rokom aj dvoma mesiacmi, ale začala v roku 2014, keď ukrajinskí fašisti zabíjali občanov ruskej národnosti na Ukrajine. Mám na to názor iný. Ja som stále presvedčený, že Američania bojujú cez ukrajinských vojakov.
V roku 2014 začalo Rusko útočiť na Donbas.
Všetko začalo vyvražďovaním alebo vraždami občanov ruskej národnosti zo strany ukrajinských fašistov. Prosím, neprekrúcajte už aj vy tu zase všelijaké údaje, ktoré sú.
Yeah, can't say that. You absolutely can't say that. Viktor Orbán, another person who doesn't care at all what the West thinks of him, says, I was deeply shocked by the heinous attack against my friend, Prime Minister Robert Fico. We pray for his health and quick recovery. God bless him and his country. Also, just a few minutes ago, we did get word that President Putin of Russia just released a statement as well, and said that he was indignant to hear the heinous attempt on Fico's life. He said, quote, "I know Robert Fico to be a courageous and strong-spirited man. I very much hope that these qualities will help him to withstand this difficult situation," he said. Again, so this is a, yeah, we're...
I wonder what other world leaders we're going to hear from that are going to offer their condolences.
Yeah.
I wonder if the, you know, Biden's going to come out and, you know, Macron.
We'll see if, yeah, we'll see if Biden says anything about that. I wonder if Trump will say something about it. It'll be interesting to hear that. Yeah. I mean, just think about the long list of people though, who've been, you know, come out against this sort of government overreach, in Japan, who was assassinated, Abe, right? I mean, they were calling him like Japan's Trump, right? Then he was killed. You know, the same thing here. You're calling him, you know, Slovakia's Trump. He gets shot. There's a long list of them right now. And it's really, really troubling in Latin America and in Europe. Look at Georgia right now. I mean, look at the country of Georgia, for instance. The White House is really not happy that Georgia is outlawing NGOs. Non-governmental organizations. Imagine that. Because coming up here in the show in just a few minutes, we're going to talk about NGOs and how they literally run the United States government. So Georgia is saying, no, we're outlawing them. We will have a government for the people. We're not going to have a government run by NGOs. And the White House is upset with them about that. They don't want that. And of course, that pushes them further away from NATO. And all of that. So just a lot of moving pieces tonight, but just, you know, again, a lot of fishiness around this. Do you guys think that this guy was a random lone shooter? He was just some guy in his apartment that was fed up with government policies? Or is it a little too convenient that the security detail was out of order and allowed this guy to get off 4 or 5 shots? And no one wrestled him to the ground until after those shots and after the prime minister was shot. And he happens to be pro-Ukrainian. He happens to be a liberal activist. It's just all very convenient. But I don't believe in coincidences on this show. Let me know what your thoughts are on that. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.